Tonight's player of the game, A.J. Ogilvie, 23 points, 5 rebounds, 9 of 10 from the free throw line, but none bigger than the baseline half hook and the rebound at the other end.
Yeah, well, we needed a couple of big plays down the stretch, and I knew the shot clock was running low. So when I got the ball, I knew that I needed to get a quick shot up. And then I knew down the other end we needed to get a rebound off that missed shot. So all just came down to chance.
We were talking off the air. This is one of those games that it doesn't look pretty, but you just got to get a win any way you can do that.
Yeah, sometimes you don't play your best basketball, but you just got to find a way to win. And tonight we pulled together and played as a team and found that we could get the W even though we don't play our best basketball.
Wake Forest, the previous games, they were shooting 26% from the three-point line, and all of a sudden you look here, they're 13-29, they shoot 48%.
Yeah, they really stepped up and hit some big shots, especially when we started to get a bit of a lead on them. They hit some really big threes, especially down the stretch, so something we'll need to take notice of if we ever play them again.
You know, you talk about, you know, winning any way you can. You talk about a little bit of a luck tonight with Ishmael Smith missing a dunk and then a complete breakaway. He slips and his feet go out from underneath him and they don't get either one of those baskets.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, that's 4 points. That's the game right there. So sometimes the gods are just looking down on you and you're just happy to get the win.
Second ACC victory at Georgia Tech on Saturday, Wake Forest now. Then you're looking forward now to David Lipscomb coming in. You know, it's probably a game that you've seen some of their players in the summertime.
I haven't seen any of them, but because I wasn't over here during the summer. But a lot of the guys have played with them, and it'll be a game that everyone really gets up for, gets prepared for. So we're looking forward to it.